Christian Weyer. I don't. How should I say spell your?
You know, we're talking about WZF communication, yeah? And communication goes over the wire.
Okay.
So it's Christian Weyer.
Christian
That's
Weyer.
Easy, right?
Okay. Hi, Christian Weyer.
Hi, Doug.
From Germany.
Yes.
And you come back to Tech Days this year also? Was it so fun last year?
Yeah, no, it was great last year, and I'm sure it will be great this year. The only problem I have with the Tech Days in Sweden is that they are taking place at venues that are a little bit out in the wild,
okay.
And on the countryside, so traveling is a little bit tedious. But then again, when you are here and when you are at the conference talking to nice people, to Microsoft people, to customers, guys like you, mm-hmm. with your sexy, cold voice today, then it's always great to be mm-hmm. here.
And what should we talk about this year? You're a really Windows Communication Foundation guy. You have done deep dive in the Windows Communication Foundation before it's even started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's on your mind now with Windows Communication Foundation? It has been out now for, what should you say, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, so the first official release was with .NET Framework 3.0, which was the official RTM, I think, November 2006.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And before that, we had several beta versions. Before that, we had Indigo, codename Indigo. So yeah, WCF, you say I'm a WCF guy. I would say that I am kind of an application architecture and distributed application architecture guy, and WCF is just one means to an end. Right?
But it's a very important...
Yes, it is a very important, and it's a very central piece of infrastructure framework, or actually infrastructure foundation, which is embedded right into .NET Framework, and a lot of developers are picking it up in the meantime. Although in the first, I don't know, maybe 2 or 2.5 years, whenever I was doing a show hands at conference sessions, not a lot of people actually adopted it.
Do you think that that's changed?
Yeah. So, well, depending on which customers you are talking to in which country. But all in all, it definitely has changed. So the adoption is much higher now. But we still get questions via email or at conferences on solving problems for .NET remoting or solving problems for ASMX web services, because they still have older applications in place and did not yet move over or migrate to the new platforms and frameworks. But yeah, all in all, I would say that the adoption of WCF is increasing. Mm. Yeah.
And you can say that it's matured a bit now, so now it's just there. Everyone starts using it. If you should use some workflow some web service communication and so on. What do you think of the future for Windows Communication Foundation? And some small things has changed, I think, with Visual Studio 2010 release and so on.
Here at Tech Days in Sweden, I am doing, unfortunately, only one session. I proposed several ones. The one that I'm doing is what's new in WCF 4, but that's for the, well, let me call it the core WCF services features, like a routing service, like discovery of services, like changes and simplifications in the configuration and the hosting stuff, some nice additions for the web programming or the REST programming model and things like that. But in the bigger picture, and this actually showed up the first time last year at PDC in Los Angeles, there is something that Microsoft likes to call the WCF services ecosystem, which means that a lot of other technologies, frameworks, and tooling is now built on top of and with WCF, right?
So, such as?
So, for example, if you think about WCF as the core framework for doing communication, and I really don't want to restrict it to web services, because web services is just a small part of the capabilities of WCF. So if you want to express it in percentage numbers, maybe that's something like 10%, right?
So small.
So
okay,
of course you can do a lot more. You can do the C in WCF, the communication part, and you have several approaches. But the major approach and the major thinking and the major modeling artifact always is a service, right? an other abstraction layer when compared to objects and object orientation. It's just a different approach of thinking and modeling. So, and if you talk about services, there are different kinds of services. Now I'm going a little bit into that boring architecture stuff. So we can see services actually everywhere. And I always try to explain to people and to customers, services are nothing server side. So it's nothing that you can see hosted only in IIS, for example, which is the classical metaphor for web services, right? But services...
It could just be a thing to separate parts in a client program.
So they are a modeling artifact in order to separate out and to factor out certain business aspects, actually. And services can be found on the server side. They can be hosted in IIS. They can be hosted in any .NET or Windows application. They could be found on the client or the consumer side, like runtime services and stuff like that. So with that in mind, WCF could now be separated into five categories or five tool sets. So the core WCF services, the classical WCF, I would like to call it, like SOAP services, core SOAP services. Then WCF core HTTP services, or the web programming model stuff, or if you want to call it REST, call it REST. Then data services. Maybe you are familiar with
ADO.NET.
Yeah, ADO.NET data services, codenamed Astoria. This is now being rebranded to WCF data services because actually it has nothing to do with ADO.NET whatsoever, right? But it has a lot to do with services and it has a lot to do with WCF because internally it's implemented with WCF. And you can host it as a WCF service because it is a WCF service. So you can self-host it, you can IIS and web host it, you can configure it and things like that. You can plug into the pipeline just like any other WCF service.
When will this rebranding be done?
Well, currently, if you look at blog posts and the online documentation, you can see both words. You can still see ADO.NET data services, but you can also already see WCF data services. So I think the official start of the WCF data services brand will be the launch of .NET Framework 4 and Visual Studio 2010.
This was three things. You had two more.
Exactly, yeah. You are really, really...
I can count.
Yes. You are really, really very good in counting and adding.
But over five, it's too much for
yeah. Okay, so the fourth one is a quite new one and a technology and a tool set that is currently getting a lot of attention, which are the WCF RIA services. So the rich internet application, if you would like to resolve the acronym. So WCF RIA services is especially meant or primarily meant for building LOB applications with WCF-based communication underneath. One thing that people in a lot of cases do not understand or do not see or maybe just do not know is that RIA services is not bound to Silverlight. But if you watch sessions, conference sessions from PDC, from Mix, if you read blog posts, maybe 90% talk about WCF RIA services used with a Silverlight frontend. But of course, you can use it with your WPF frontend. You can use it inside of ASP.NET. You can use it with whatever frontend. Because at the end of the day, on the service side of WCF RIA services, it's still a WCF service, right? It's just the matter of fact that currently the tooling inside of Visual Studio is optimized, or actually, I think, only available for Silverlight. Because
I think so, because you can only start with WCF RIA services. You start a new Silverlight application, and then you do the checkbox for WCF RIA services.
Exactly. So I think it's a matter of time when the tooling will just evolve and be available inside of Visual Studio for other, well, client-side technologies and frameworks. Mm.
And the last one, then, I don't know what you will say here. So that's interesting for me.
Yeah, so currently we have been talking about core infrastructure services like the SOAP and the REST stuff. We have been talking about data pumps. I always like to call it RESTified data pumps, because that is what WCF Data Services is all about. It's not really a SOA thing, it's actually a data pump thing using the OData protocol, the open standard protocol. RIA services is for building LOB applications, but still in kind of a more classical, but maybe on the server side, more domain-driven approach with the domain servers context things and stuff like that. The last one is a little bit more about business services or process services, where you want to be able to model and to implement and to run potentially long-running services. Services that that may exist and that may live for several minutes, several hours, several days, maybe several weeks or months. So I'm talking about...
You mean, the workflow foundation. Yes, exactly.
So
yeah.
I'm talking about the final and hopefully now finally successful marriage of WCF and WebF, because we all know that the adoption of Windows Workflow Foundation was still way below of that already very low adoption of WCF in .NET in .NET Framework 3.0 and 3.5. Now with WF4, which is a complete rewrite, there is no stone left from the old bits, right? So in WF4, we have the WF4 workflow services, which are now tightly integrated or a tightly integrated approach to expose workflows as services and to consume services inside of workflows, for example, for service orchestration and service aggregation scenarios. So workflow services is a very interesting thing. Of course, although it's called WF4, it's a version 1 because it's a complete rewrite and using a complete new workflow infrastructure and runtime. So some things are still not really good in there, like, for example, if you already have a lot of WCF services and you have service contracts and operation contracts already in place and you have modeled them and now you want to actually just change or move over the implementation from an imperative C-sharp or code-based approach to a declarative SAML-based approach with Windows Workflow Foundation, you are really facing a hard time moving over the existing contracts into workflow services because there is no such thing as a, well, contract-based or maybe even contract-first-based approach of modeling workflow services. It's all very, yeah, how should I call it? It's unnatural in my eyes because if you want to expose a WF4 workflow service, you have to model the workflow with workflow activities, so with a declarative approach, and then the contract is inferred from your workflow description, which is exactly the same thing as just thinking in .NET terms and C-sharp terms and then hoping that the contract flows out in a successful way to your consumers. So the Microsoft guys in Redmond, the WCF and WF teams are aware of this problem and they try to fix it, hopefully even before .NET 5 or 4.5 or whatever it will be called.
I really hope that.
So these are the five pillars, if you want. So the SOAP services, the REST web services, the data services, the RIA services, and the workflow services.
Couldn't you say that we have six pillars, I think, with Azure and this kind of services? Is it the same as one
of the... That's a very, very good point and a very interesting idea. I would actually not see it as a pillar, but I would see it as another underlying infrastructure platform, because each of these services you could just host in Azure, right? You could obviously expose a SOAP or REST service in a web role. You could actually host it in a worker role. You could run your WF workflow service in a worker role or in IIS in a web role. So yeah, this is
just an infrastructure
actually
platform,
an orthogonal aspect, right? Whether you are hosting it on your laptop for a conference session, whether you are hosting it on-premise, whether you are hosting it in the cloud. Mm. It all works, or should work.
The last question then. Do you think that we need some more pillars? Or do we have covered everything now? Strange question, maybe?
It's not a strange question. It's a very good question. And let me rephrase it a little bit. I think still these are all basic frameworks and basic foundations. And of course, WCF is very, very powerful, but it is horribly complex still, even with .NET 4. Well, they call it configuration simplification. I, from time to time, try to call it like configuration confusion because of the standard endpoints and the system endpoints. And if you don't have configuration, you still have endpoints, and newbies, so starters beginning to learn the framework, may get a little bit confused.
So you need, do you think a more simplification is needed?
Yeah, so I think more simplification and even more adding features and fixing issues based on community feedback would be nice. So we are in a good position, we at ThinkTecture, like other external guys and companies, to give feedback to the product team, and they are really listening. But sometimes a feature gets fixed that has a higher priority because of one big customer, and not because of, I don't know, hundreds smaller customers, but this would actually be a much more important new feature or fix for the next revision of the framework. So I would like to see more simplification and better tooling support, because tooling support can really add a lot of value, as we can see for certain scenarios when talking about the WCF RIA services.
Thank you very much, Christian, and have really nice 2 days here in Örebro, and that's my hometown.
Oh, really? Yeah. Thanks again for having me here, Doug. And hopefully see you next year.
Yeah.
Because of the standard endpoints and the system endpoints, and if you don't have configuration, you still have endpoints, and newbies, so starters beginning to learn the framework, may get a little bit confused.
So you need, do you think a more simplification is needed?
Yeah, so I think more simplification and even more adding features and fixing issues based on community feedback would be nice. So we are in a good position, we at ThinkTecture, like other external guys and companies, to give feedback to the product team, and they are really listening. But sometimes a feature gets fixed that has a higher priority because of one big customer, and not because of, I don't know, hundreds smaller customers, but this would actually be a much more important new feature or fix for the next revision of the framework. So I would like to see more simplification and better tooling support, because tooling support can really add a lot of value, as we can see for certain scenarios when talking about the WCF RIA services.
Thank you very much, Christian, and have really nice 2 days here in Örebro, and that's my hometown.
Oh, really? Yeah. Thanks again for having me here, Doug. And hopefully see you next year.
Yeah.